Hello there. You must be the principal. Who am I? I am the mother of the girl that you've been ruthlessly bullying at this school for, what, less than a week? More than a week? I don't even know how long it's been. My daughter won't tell me. All I know is that I found out that she's been ruthlessly bullied at this school, and I demand to have an explanation as to why. Oh my goodness. My name is Karen Lipson. My daughter is Rebecca Lipson. She goes to this school. The only white girl, it seems, that attends this debaucherous school. Yes, debaucherous. I've been made well aware of the BBC slut comments that have been made at my daughter's expense. Supposedly, her boyfriend found out what was going on and spread rumors throughout the entirety of her old school about what has been going on. And of course, that made its way back to me and to my husband. God forbid. God forbid he has to come here and deal with this garbage, but he has to work. A civilized job, mind you, unlike working at this debaucherous school full of nothing more than a bunch of lowly perverts and rapists. Why on earth would you ask me that? Of course I'm not jealous of my daughter. I am not a BBC slut. If anything, I dislike black cock. I am perfectly content with my husband's cock, thank you very much. I am hopelessly and undeniably in love with my husband and his perfect dick. Why on earth would I ever want something so disgusting and repulsive like yours? What are you? How dare you? What makes you think that I would ever touch something so repulsive? You're actually going to blackmail me with this. You're going to blackmail me, the safety of my daughter, and the well-being of her reputation, all for me giving you a blowjob? You are repulsive. A disgusting, repulsive man. You seriously will make all the rumors go away. Just like that. Oh my word, that is a lot of money. Just what kind of operation are you running here? You know what? I don't want to know. Well, in this economy, money talks. So, I suppose. But this stays between us, you got that? If my daughter or, God forbid, my husband were to find out, my reputation would be just as soiled as my daughter's has been since she attended this school. And just so you know, once this is all over, I'm going to be pulling her out of the school and finding a way to put her back at her old school. Maybe I'll put her in a private school. A nice, Catholic private school. One where sensible individuals happen to attend, and more sensible teachers and principals work. I hate them. Why would you ask me if I like Black Hawk again? I already told you I despise them! And there's no way I would ever like them. Do you have to rub that thing on my face like this? You want me to do what? You want me to masturbate while you do this to me? Oh, this is humiliating. If this is what it takes, if this is what it takes to protect my daughter, then fine. But don't get the wrong idea. It's not like I like this or anything. If anything, I despise this sort of thing. No, I am not enjoying this. It's just... I can't help but be sensitive down there, all right? That's just how my pussy works. Of course, you don't need to know that. I'm simply just stating the obvious and making sure that you don't get a big head, bigger than this disgusting head, and think that I'm attracted to you. Which I am not, by the way. Get that thing away from my mouth! I could taste it! The smell is repulsive, and the taste is even worse. Do you even wash that dreaded thing? Good. Now then, are we done here? Because I'd really like to... What are you... Just what do you think you're... You want me to... You're going to... What? You cannot be serious. There is no way I'm ever going to... Admittedly, it is rather enticing to be offered such a great amount of money in exchange for this. My own husband's allowance is nothing like this. Fine. But we are never speaking of this again. This is all for my daughter's sake. And the money, of course. The money and my daughter. All right. Slow and steady now, please. I'd rather not have my husband notice that I've been stretched beyond my limits! Oh, fuck. Oh my god, that is so fucking big! Shut up. I couldn't help it. I was already sensitive from masturbating, and you've fucking me with that gigantic thing of yours. It forced it out of me. Hey, slow down. Slow down. I can't. I'm still so sensitive. Oh god, oh fuck, you're so much bigger than my husband's. It's never felt like this before. I've never felt like this before. Oh fuck. Okay, I admit it. It feels good. It feels really, really good. But don't expect me to. Don't expect me to automatically take back what I said about liking my cock, because I still don't like it. I don't, but I can't deny that this feels really, really good. Oh god, I think I'm gonna oh my. Oh god damn it, I was about to come, you bastard. You fucking asshole. Just fuck me already, will you? I admit I think your cock is good, okay? Just please don't stop fucking me with that thing. I really need it. I really, really, really need it. So please, please, make me come harder than my husband's ever made me come. Oh, that bastard can never make me come like this. So please, make me come already. You're going so fast. I can't stop myself. I feel like I'm gonna come again. Coming. Oh my. You're gonna come inside? Please don't come inside. I'll get pregnant for sure. Please, you have to pull out. You have to pull out before my. Fuck. You got what you wanted. So please, please promise me that you won't harass my daughter anymore. You or any of your wretched students or staff. You'll do it if I agree to apply here? You mean as a teacher? Your personal secretary. So you want me to become your personal secretary? So what? You can continue to have sex with me like this? Continue to humiliate me like this? Berate me? Insult me? Mock me? Because if that's what you were asking, you bet your ass I'm in. Now put that giant cock of yours to use and fuck me some more. Stuff me more to the brim with that seed of yours. I can't deny it any longer. I'm such a BBC slut for you. Oh, fucking hell, I can't deny it any longer. Oh, screw my dim-witted husband and his puny little cock. He could never please me like this. So why don't you put that big mama of yours to use and fuck this little cream pussy of yours with that giant chocolate dick of yours. Mama really needs it. Good boy. Now bring that over here and give it to me. Yes. Oh yeah, fuck me more, Big Daddy. Oh yeah. Just promise me you won't tell my daughter about this. Don't tell her that her mommy is a big whore. Oh yes, get fucking me like that. Oh.